This is Voice Notes to Friends.
Hi, everyone. Today, our topic is a bit heavy, but we thought we'd have this episode particularly early on because although it's always been important and relevant, even more so now since the Beirut explosion on August 4th. This is not a political episode, nor is this a political podcast. احنا مش محللين سياسيين. This is just our perspective. We're two people who happen to be Arab, but also we happen to be a lot of other things. What happened in Beirut, for whatever reason, is horrifying. Our hearts go out to every Lebanese person, whether they live there or not. This was baby Hiroshima. I walked those streets, and now glass and rubble carpet the floor. No country, Arab or non-Arab, deserves this. And just like it happened in Japan and Canada a long time ago, it happened in Lebanon now. Not because it's an Arab country, but just because it is a country. One whose people just happen to be caught in the middle of corruption and politics.
Yeah, so I was just saying, actually, I don't know how I'm going to talk about this because it is a really, like, heavy topic. And I guess it is a little bit sad because we, in Egypt, that is, had a revolution and with everything that's happening in our countries, you know, collectively at the moment, it is easy to feel hopeless. But when stuff like this happens, it almost like jolts you, wakes you up because you're like, no, this isn't okay. And even when you get desensitized to so many things that are not okay, something like this happens and you're like, what are we actually enduring for our countries? Like, why are we doing this? You know, how is this fair? Mm-hmm. And Natalie Fench, again, with the pronunciation of Instagram handles, but she did an IGTV and it was really, really, really good. She was just talking about how Lebanese people don't have to endure this. And she's so right. And she was saying, like, even if you elected these politicians yourself, even if you have certain political affiliations, it's fine. If I got hired for a job and presented myself as something and I didn't perform to, you know, my manager's expectations or how I said I was going to perform, I would get fired. And I don't understand why that's not a concept for politicians. Like, you know, politicians have to do something so bad to get impeached or, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. But it's like what you said, you would get us food and whatever, and we're starving. So you should be fired. And it should be as simple as that, but it's not. But I would highly, highly suggest that, you go. I'll probably link it somewhere, wherever we link stuff, mm-hmm. but it's a really good, it's just very raw and, you know, honest video. Mostly I wanted to talk about the fact that watching those videos and then even more watching the stories of individual people, it made my heart hurt. But that's always the case whenever I see something like this unfold. It doesn't have to be in an Arab country, you know, it doesn't have to be close to home for it to feel this bad. Like when I hear about another mass shooting in America, or I work really close to London Bridge, for example, the fact that I'm like just picking things off the top of my head is like also a huge sign of the problem. The fact that there's so many tragic events happening and I could just go through like this Rolodex in my head and just pick one out as an example. But yeah, when stuff happens in a country so far away, a country I've never been to, or, you know, so close to home, I feel the same way. And I don't understand why we feel like some people feel the need to be like, oh, well, you know, it's Lebanon's not like that, by the way. You know, we're not going through a war. This is not normal for us. And I understand that you're trying to appeal to people, right? You're trying to appeal to people's empathy. But I saw a post basically on social that really, really, I don't know why it really like upset me or triggered me, but I just felt like, why do we have to be like Paris or London or whatever for people to empathize with us? It's bad. It's bad wherever it is. Like even the thing is, actually I was talking to my Uber driver yesterday about this. I know. Well, I have the best conversations, but that's with Uber drivers, but that's for another episode. But basically I was just saying like, even in Syria, like, even though it's happening, it's ongoing and it's been ongoing and we're desensitized to it. If a bomb hit someone's house today, that's the first time Obama's hit their house. You know what I mean? Like, it is still new and real for every person going through it. So yeah, I just didn't like that at all. Like, I get that we're trying to get people to empathize and everything, but like, you shouldn't have to explain this tragedy. You know what I mean? Like, it happened, and it doesn't matter where it happened. People should be donating and helping as best as they could. And I don't know if I put that very well, but I'm just very upset about it, I would say. So it's hard to like be coherent.
No, I understand, Dani. Anna, I've been to Beirut. I lived there for a while. And because this happened there, it was so close. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, but I walked those streets. I lived there. I ate there. I have friends there. My family was there. Like, oh my God, the timing and stuff, right? And it's like, this wasn't some place that's far away. للأسف, you know, something like happening in Syria. I've never been to Syria. I've never been to Palestine. That does seem far away for me, but it shouldn't, right? Because it's happening everywhere. It's not because they just, you know, they happen to be in the same region that that's okay or whatever. Wherever it happens, this is just sad.
Yeah, no, I've never been to Lebanon, by the way. Both times I was going to Beirut, one time we, as in Egypt, had a revolution, so the airport was closed, and another time they had it. So it was like, I couldn't go both times, but yeah, no, it's exactly that. But it's, I don't know, I feel like that is also very normal. I mean, like, I'm saying this, like, from an, like, objectively, but of course, when it happens close to home, the thing for me is that I was thinking about it, and I was thinking why it felt so, I guess, so personal, even though I'd never been there, right? Because we talk about how, like, Arabs are not all the same and all of that. And I'm like, okay, well, why do I feel so connected to this incident if I, you know, I haven't been to Lebanon? And I think it's because, yeah, we do have stuff in common, and we talk about this as well, like, the vibe, sort of the energy in the street. Like, I saw a picture of this guy in a kushk, I guess, or like a very, very mishkushk, but it's a store, but small, like very small, with a Pepsi, talega til Pepsi outside, you know, the classic, and the ice cream talega. And it was a very sad picture. He was like head in his hands, a very sad picture, but it just, I can feel what it's like to walk into a store like that and ask him and get my bay in a mastika, you know, like it's very easy to like picture yourself right there. It's very easy. Like, I know it happened in the port, and I know there's like restaurants that overlook it. Yeah. I think I've seen on like people's Insta stories, and I can picture what it's like Ada Hnek with your friends, and like what that Ada would be like with a shisha and like just sitting and like, you know, a 6-hour dinner, like that kind of thing is what makes it feel more personal, I think. But it's equally as tragic and equally as deserving of, you know, sympathy, empathy, compassion, and help. But yeah, I think that's what I have to say on it. But I don't know.
So something I want to go into is like, why is unrest, right, synonymous with the Arab region, according to the West specifically, right? So unrest, unlike media outlets would like people to perceive, is actually not a fabric of our society at all. You don't wake up, you know, every day expecting like someone's going to shoot you, or there's going to be a suicide bomber, or, you know, bombs dropping down from the sky or shit exploding. Like, that's not a normal part of our lives, right? So it affects us deeply when something like that happens. But the West has preconceived notions of what kind of people live here in this region and what our lives are like. And they think they're being objective, but like, they're really not. And they're looking at us through this lens called Orientalism, which is basically like, we're threatening and we're different, you know, and this leads to stereotyping us, and this discredits our experiences. So being an Orientalist, or looking at us through that Orientalism lens, is basically like you being sexist, homophobic, racist, whatever, what have you, Yani. And it's particularly problematic from the US, from all countries of the West, but particularly from the US, because they never colonized us. They don't have any direct experience of having lived with people like us, للأسف I have to say like us, just people of this region, you know?
Yeah.
بس مثلا عندك UK and France who have colonized us, who have occupied us, so they lived with us, they lived among us, they know what we're like. But the US doesn't have that experience, that doesn't have a direct experience with us. They just have these abstract notions that they're fortifying through media, be it news, Hollywood, Netflix. Like, أبسط حاجة, Aladdin is actually a very problematic cartoon. Like, just listen to the music in the beginning, you know, like, oh, this is how it is, you know, we're barbaric, like, خلاص, it's hot and we're كده barbaric. It's just sad. There's a double standard, يعني. They generalize and make racist comments about us, and we عادي tolerated when that would never be tolerated by any other group.
Why do we? I know, like, I just, why do you think that is?
Why do
I? Is it because we have an inferiority complex?
Yeah, I think so. We internalized it. خلاص, for all these years, I think we internalized it. I don't know what it is.
We're like, oh, they're right. Yeah, we are like that. Or, oh, yeah, well, most people in this region are like that, but I'm not like that or something. Ayo, بزات
مو أصلاً كمان في inter-Arab racism. Like, we see other countries, other Arab countries, as even more inferior than us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
دي مشكلة كبيرة. يعني we don't see each other as equal for other people to see us as equal.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
يعني مثلاً, عندك, did you see the bride video? Her wedding, وما عرفش, and then the explosion. And the cameramen in the video were saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And again, pretty much Karens, okay, the equivalent of a Karen, was like, oh, why are they saying Allahu Akbar? You know, did they cause the explosion? We should look into that. What are you saying, dude? Allahu Akbar is like saying, oh my God, or Jesus Christ, or whatever, whatever you say, you know what I mean? But that is just racist. My God. That is Islamophobia right there.
It's also so ignorant. Like, it actually really annoys me.
عيب عليكو.
Yeah, you're like, why don't you, you know what really pisses me off? I'm like, why don't you Google it? Like, you could literally Google it before publicly sort of saying something like that. You sound so stupid.
Yeah, because
like, so stupid.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like because of this threatening perception of Islam, right? Even though Arabs can be Muslim, Christian, can be Buddhist, can be whatever they want, right? They can be atheist. But because, خلاص, Arab equals Islam, and Islam is bad, okay, in their perspective, it just takes away from the normality of our lives. And for some reason, we never develop, we never progress because of that, you know, religion being part of the region. And everyone else does, right? Everyone moves forward. عادي, throughout history, everyone progresses. إلا إحنا, we're always behind, and we're always going to be barbaric to the core.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
ممكن.
You know, it's like they keep saying we're this. We keep
consuming that.
Consuming it, or they're like, oh, it's their religion that's holding them back.
We're like, oppressed.
No, religion's great. We fall even more deeply into religion. Mm-hmm. We don't focus too much on the other stuff because we're trying to defend ourselves and how our religion is amazing. بس مثلا, and this is not to blame us at all, this is just a random thought that came in my mind now. بس why don't we use that energy? Not that we need to prove, but see, I'm still trying to prove to them that we're better than that. I'm like, why don't we do this to prove to them that we're better? We're fine. But, you know, I don't know. I was just thinking, why don't we channel that energy into actually just focusing on ourselves instead of trying to explain ourselves to them?
Right.
Well, خلاص, just leave them behind. I don't know. I mean, what really pisses me off is they made us this way. That's the worst part, is that you were talking about like France and the UK colonizing us and colonizing other places. And I was reading, if whoever tweeted this listens to our podcast, let me know, but I don't know who tweeted it. I saw it randomly, that they came and colonized or occupied these countries. When they were done, they decided, we don't want it anymore. They left, and they left these huge voids. And then these voids, like someone needed to fill this vacuum, basically, that they created. And then we ended up with these dictator rulers, basically. And now all of this that's happening, all of the unrest, all of the violence, everything, we're so behind. Leith, why are we so behind? If you look at it, it's because of what you did. But now they're like, oh, no, What, look at them. They're so barbaric and we're so advanced. Yeah, because you did that. You did it to us.
But also no, it makes it seem like, you know, they colonized us, or while they were occupying us, we were great. In the Machu Picchu, during that time, it was beautiful. And afterwards, Kemen, for a while, it was. And then, yeah, you see the aftermath, like, fell. And once they completely left to Kul Haga, it was like downhill, I guess you would say. So that's a very interesting, that's a good point, Yani. And I would recommend Edward Said's book, Orientalism. I haven't finished it, but I did watch a video explaining it, and it was like an interview with him explaining why he got into researching Orientalism or talking about it. And I'm going to link this video in our website under, you know, what we're consuming, which is where we put all the things that we're consuming and reading and whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just wanted to mention one last thing basically about this is that, we'll also link, we'll post links to donate to Lebanon, to the relief and any sort of NGOs that we've seen circulating in our, you know, through our, the people we're following and that are good to donate to, also. But also, if you are not from the region, please do educate yourself on it. I know I'm having this conversation now, and when I'm back in the office, another person will be like, oh, where are you from? And I'm going to be like, Egypt. It's the most beautiful country in the world. And I'm going to be like, wow. And they're going to be like, oh, I've always wanted to visit. And I'm going to be like, wow, this is great. Like, they want to visit my country. Love my country. Great. Mm-hmm. And they're going to ask the inevitable question.
Of course.
Is it safe there? Do you think it's safe for me to go? And like, I'm just going to answer this question sort of once and for all on here. It's as safe as anywhere. We had like a stabbing literally 100 meters from where I work, you know, and then on that same bridge, there was another incident. I think within a year and a half of each other in the US, just look up stats of mass shootings in schools, especially. I want all of us to heal, like, and I want everywhere to be safe, but it's so dated to ask me if the Middle East is safe at this point. Okay. Yeah. Everywhere is kind of equally as
safe and unsafe. Yeah.
Effed, I was going to say, yeah. But I was like, ooh, let me censor myself. But yeah, basically it's all equally safe and unsafe at the same time. And the Middle East is not one group. Yeah. I'm aware that they're areas with heightened, you know, danger levels, mm-hmm. at the moment, but that's not what we're talking about. You're talking about a country that hasn't had these problems in a few years. So, you know, stop asking that question, please. But yeah, this was a little bit heavier, I guess. And I was a bit ranty because it was just, I guess it's quite recent. So we're still like, our emotions are not settled.
Emotions
yet.
Are running
not,
high.
Like, yeah, exactly. We're not too far removed from the incident itself. Okay, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.